This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you love birds. Let's talk wedding photography.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about capturing those I do's and the dance floor craziness, all the insane moments in between. That's freaking awesome. But let me tell you, this ain't like your grandma's wedding album, okay? We're going to deep dive into what it really takes to, like, kill eye in this gig. Yeah. We got this awesome guide. It's called The Journey to Becoming a Successful Wedding Photographer. And trust me, it's got all the juicy secrets.
It's true. Wedding photography, it's not just about knowing, you know, how to work a camera these days. It's this crazy mix of, like, being an artist, being business savvy, and being able to handle, like, literally anything a wedding can throw at you.
Oh, hell yes. We're talking gear that'll make your jaw drop, contracts that'll save your ass, and a mindset so badass that even your drunkest uncle will behave. So first things first, like, ditch the iPhone, okay? We gotta talk gear. You want to be a pro. You got to have pro tools, right?
Absolutely. And when it comes to cameras, you really can't go wrong with the full frame powerhouses like the Canon EOS R6, the Nikon Z6 II, or the Sony A7 III. These bad boys, they are built for quality and they can handle like low light situations like a champ. Think, you know, dimly lit receptions,
right?
Or like those magical golden hour shots.
Right. No more greedy photos, baby. And speaking of magic, we got to talk lenses, people. You got to have the right lens for the right shot or you're going to miss like some epic, epic moments. The 24-70 millimeter, that's your workhorse.
Yeah.
Perfect for capturing those wide ceremony shots and those intimate, you know, little moments.
And don't forget, like the 7200 millimeter lens, it's like your secret weapon. For, you know, sneaking those candid shots from afar, you'll be capturing those, like, stolen glances, those heartfelt tears, and, like, no one will even notice you're there.
You'd be like a freaking ninja. Wait, there's more. Prime lenses.
Yeah.
Like, the 50 millimeter, the 85 millimeter, those are like magic wands for portraits. I swear, they'll make your couples look so damn good, they'll be framing every single shot.
Oh, and let's not forget lighting. Lighting can, I mean, literally make or break a photo, so you got to be prepared. External flashes, like the Godox V1 or the Profoto A1X, those will be your best friends, especially during receptions.
Seriously, good lighting is, like, everything. You don't want your reception photos looking like they were shot in a dungeon, right?
And before we move on, let's do a quick, like, gear check, you
know?
Memory cards, batteries, a badass camera bag. All the essentials. Oh, and a tripod. Don't forget the tripod, okay? For those romantic, long exposure shots, you know, the ones that make everyone swoon.
All right, now let's get down to business.
Right.
Literally, contracts, non-negotiable in this game.
Damn straight. We're talking about, like, outlining expectations, deliverables, payment schedules, cancellations, you name it. Like, what happens if the wedding gets rained out? What if the cake falls over? What if the groom gets cold feet and runs off with the bartender? You got to be prepared for anything. In the world of weddings, yeah, shit happens. You need a contract that protects you and your clients, you know? Remember that time, I mean, this actually happened. The best man accidentally spilled red wine all over the bride's dress right before the ceremony. Yeah, contracts are there for those moments.
Oh, I bet you've seen it all. Okay, so we got the gear. We got the legal stuff sorted. Now let's talk about, like, the most important thing, the wedding photographer mindset. You got to be cool as a cucumber, even when everything around you is going batshit crazy.
Yeah, think about it. You're capturing, like, one of the most important days in a couple's lives. You're dealing with, like, emotions running high, family dynamics, and sometimes a whole lot of booze.
And let's not forget the wedding planner, like breathing down your neck and the bridezilla having a meltdown because the flowers aren't the right shade of blush. You got to be able to handle it all, okay, with grace and a smile.
Grace under pressure is key. You need to be adaptable, quick on your feet, and have a sixth sense for anticipating like those picture-perfect moments.
You basically got to be like a ninja with a camera and the patience of a saint. Think about it. You're capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments, you know, the laughter, the happy tears, the drunken dance-offs.
Yeah, you need stamina, you need focus, and you need, like, a genuine love for what you do. It's not just about, you know, taking pretty pictures. It's about telling a story.
Okay, so we've established that being a wedding photographer, it is no walk in the park. But for those of you who are still up for the challenge, let's talk about how to, like, make this dream a reality. Build your photography business. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But don't worry, we're going to break it down for you.
First things first, you got to build a killer portfolio. Start by shooting for friends, family, like your dog's birthday party, whatever it takes to get those creative juices flowing.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to hustle people. Offer it a second shoot for like established photographers, like an internship, but for wedding photography, you know. You get to learn the ropes. Build your network.
Yeah.
Add some killer shots to your portfolio.
Second shooting is an amazing opportunity. You get to see how, like, seasoned pros handle different lighting situations, how they manage, like, the wedding day chaos, how they interact with the clients. It's like a masterclass in wedding photography.
And sometimes you even get paid for it. Just saying. Make sure you're not being, like, a cheapskate, okay? And undercutting your worth. But while you're building that portfolio, we got to talk about, like, creating a brand. A brand that just screams you, you know, what sets you apart from the sea of other photographers out there.
Yeah, think about your style. Think about your vibe. Think about the kind of couples you want to attract. Like, are you drawn to intimate elopements in, like, epic landscapes? Do you specialize in capturing the, like, vibrant energy of multicultural weddings?
Do you rock those, like, wild, untamed celebrations that go on until the sun comes up? Find your niche, baby. What makes your heart sing when you look through that viewfinder?
Yeah, once you've nailed down your niche, shout it from the rooftops. Craft your website, your social media presence, your entire brand. You got to build it all around that, like, unique selling proposition.
And don't be afraid to, like, inject your personality into everything you do, you know?
Yeah.
People want to connect with a human, not just, like, some faceless brand. Let your freak flag fly.
Absolutely. People buy from people they like and trust, you know? So be authentic, be relatable, and, like, let your passion shine through. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty of, like, running a business.
Tell me about it.
I know it's not the sexiest part, but it's crucial if you want to make this your bread and butter. We're talking pricing, taxes, insurance, like, all that adulting stuff makes you want to pull your hair out.
Hey, it's all part of the game. You got to treat this like a real business, not just, like, some hobby.
Yeah, invest in some good accounting software, like QuickBooks, something like that. It'll save you a ton of time and headaches come tax season. And don't be afraid to reach out to, you know, a financial advisor or a mentor. They can guide you through the, like, tricky parts and help you make smart financial decisions.
Okay, so we got the business side covered. Now let's talk marketing, baby. In this digital age, you got to get your name out there and social media. It's your best friend.
Yeah. Think about the couples you want to attract. What platforms do they hang out on? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You got to be where your audience is.
And don't just, like, spam them with photos, okay? Create engaging content. Share behind-the-scenes peeks. Offer, like, valuable tips. Show off your personality.
Client testimonials.
Yeah.
Pure gold. Happy couples are your best marketing asset, like, hands down. Encourage them to leave reviews, share their experiences. Spread the love.
Word. And don't forget about networking. Get out there and connect with other wedding vendors, like the planners, the florists, the DJs, you name it.
Yeah. Think of it as building, like, a tribe, you know,
yeah.
A tribe of badass wedding professionals who can support each other, share referrals, collaborate on amazing projects.
Speaking of collaborations, styled shoots are a fantastic way to, you know, showcase your creativity, connect with other vendors, create, like, stunning content for your portfolio, your social media. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Okay.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground, but before we move on, let's talk about, like, staying ahead of the curve, okay?
Yeah, the wedding industry, it's constantly evolving, so you got to be a student for life.
Damn right. Gotta keep that creative fire burning, baby. Attend workshops, experiment with new techniques, follow photographers who inspire you, stay hungry, stay curious, stay passionate.
This industry, it's constantly evolving, so you gotta stay ahead of the curves.
All right, now let's dive into some marketing magic,
okay? Yeah.
The kind of magic that'll make your business boom like a freaking champagne supernova.
First up, client testimonials. We've, you know, touched on this before, but it's worth repeating. Happy clients, your marketing gold.
Word. Those glowing reviews are like little love letters to your business. Make it super easy for your couples to leave reviews, okay? Send them a link, remind them gently, offer a small incentive, whatever it takes. Get those rave reviews rolling in.
And remember, referral programs are your best friend. Incentivize your happy couples to, like, spread the word. You know, offer a discount or a freebie or two for referring their friends and family. It's a win-win.
Speaking of win-wins, let's talk about collaborating with other vendors. This is where the magic really happens.
Think styled shoots, cross-promotion on social media, joint marketing campaigns. I mean, the possibilities are endless. It's all about building those relationships
Yeah.
and, you know, creating a win-win situation for everyone involved.
Yeah. And don't underestimate the power of getting featured in, wedding blogs and magazines. That's like getting a stamp of approval from the wedding gods, okay?
Yeah.
It can do wonders for your credibility and your reach.
Email marketing is another like powerful tool. It often gets overlooked. You know, build an email list and send out like regular newsletters. Show your recent work, share some tips, special offers, you know, all that good stuff. Just keep your brand top of mind with potential clients.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground, but let's shift gears for a sec. Let's talk about like the actual wedding day, okay? You've got the gear, the contract, the mindset, the marketing plan. Now it's time to put it all into action.
Yeah. First and foremost, create a detailed shot list. This is going to be like your Bible for the day. Work with your couple, you know. Create a list of must-have shots from the getting ready moments all the way to the last dance.
But don't be afraid to deviate from the plan, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes the best shots are the ones you don't expect. Be present, be observant, and be ready to capture those spontaneous bursts of magic.
And remember, communication is key. Check in with your couples throughout the day. Make sure they're feeling comfortable and confident. You're not just a photographer, you know. You're their guide, their cheerleader, their confidant.
Oh, hell yes. You're part of their inner circle, baby.
Hey, yeah.
Now let's talk about lighting again, because it's so goddamn important. It deserves a standing ovation.
Natural light. It's your best friend. Use it whenever possible. But when you're dealing with like tricky situations, like a dimly lit reception or like harsh midday sun, you gotta know how to manipulate that light like a damn magician.
We're talking reflectors, diffusers, off-camera flash, like all those tools that can turn a blah photo into a work of art.
And don't be afraid to experiment. Play with shadows, create dramatic effects, you know? Let your inner artist run wild.
Speaking of running wild, let's talk about composition.
Yeah.
You got to know how to frame those shots, how to use leading lines, how to create depth and interest. Think of it like as painting a picture with your camera. You're not just documenting the event, you're creating like a visual story, a story that'll be cherished for generations to come. Now let's move on to the editing process, people, the part where you get to sprinkle your magic dust, okay? And transform those raw images into breathtaking works of art.
Yeah, but before you go crazy with those filters and presets, just remember, less is more.
Preach. You want to enhance the images, not like distort them.
Your goal is to create a consistent look and feel for the entire wedding, while still preserving those like natural skin tones and the true-to-life colors.
And remember, every couple is different. Some couples prefer like a light and airy aesthetic, while others, they gravitate towards a more like moody and dramatic vibe.
It's all about finding that sweet spot, you know? The one that reflects the couple's personality and the overall feel of their wedding day. Okay, so you've edited the photos and they look freaking amazing. Now it's time to deliver those final images. This is the moment your clients have been waiting for. Presentation is everything. Think beyond just like the standard online gallery, okay? Offer beautifully designed albums, prints. You could even do like custom USB drives, just, you know, make it a memorable experience for your clients.
All right, you're not just selling photos, you're selling an experience, a
Yeah.
legacy. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, okay? Pricing. This is where a lot of photographers get tripped up.
Yeah, first things first, know your worth. Don't undervalue your skills and experience. Research what other photographers in your area are charging, factor in your costs, and set a price that, you know, reflects the value you bring to the table.
You're not just charging for like your time on the wedding day. You're charging for the hours of pre-production, the editing time, the marketing efforts, the client communication, the blood, sweat, and tears you pour into this business.
And don't be afraid to raise your prices as you gain experience and your skills improve.
Your clients are investing in quality, in artistry, in a legacy, and they're willing to pay for that.
All right, let's wrap things up with some advice on like staying sane and thriving in this wild and wonderful world of wedding photography.
First and foremost, set boundaries. Okay. This job can be demanding and it's easy to get burnt out.
Yeah. Set clear working hours. Don't be afraid to say no to clients who aren't a good fit and make time for, you know, self-care.
You got to recharge those batteries, baby.
And remember, you are not alone in this journey. Connect with other photographers, join online communities, attend workshops, you know, just build a support system. It'll keep you inspired, motivated, and sane.
Okay, we've covered a shit ton of ground, but before we say our goodbyes, I want to leave you with this. Becoming a kick-ass wedding photographer. It takes hustle, talent, and a whole lot of heart.
It's about capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments. The love, the laughter, the tears. I mean, that's pretty damn special.
Yeah, you're not just snapping pics. You're like weaving together this visual tapestry, you know,
yeah,
of love and celebration. And let's be real, you're probably dealing with a whole lot of crazy along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes it so damn exciting.
Exactly. Every wedding is unique. Every couple is different. And that's, I think, what keeps things so interesting. You never know what's going to happen. And that's part of the magic.
Okay, so we've talked about all the, like, practical stuff, the gear, the business, the marketing. But let's get real for a sec. What does it really take to be, like, a successful wedding photographer?
I'd say it takes a combination of things. Passion, talent, and a whole lot of hustle. You got to love what you do. You got to have an eye for those special moments. You got to be willing to put in the work.
Damn straight. And you got to have a thick skin, okay? This industry can be tough, and there's always going to be someone, like, trying to outdo you. But you got to stay true to yourself. Focus on your own, you know, unique vision and block out the noise.
Yeah, that's so important. Don't get caught up in, like, comparing yourself to others. Find your own style, your own voice, and let that shine through in your work.
And never stop learning. Never stop growing. Never stop, like, pushing yourself creatively. Attend workshops. Experiment with new techniques. Follow those photographers who, like, inspire you. Yeah, just, you know, stay hungry, stay curious, stay passionate.
This industry is constantly evolving, so you got to stay ahead of the curve.
And one last piece of advice. Remember why you started doing this in the first place. It's about capturing love, preserving memories, creating something beautiful that'll, like, last a lifetime. Damn right. It's about those stolen glances, those happy tears, those moments that make your heart skip a beat. You're not just taking pictures, you're telling stories. And that's a pretty damn amazing thing to be a part of.
So to all you aspiring wedding photographers out there, go out there and make some magic. Find your passion, hone your craft, and never be afraid to, like, break the mold.
Cheers to that. And remember, this isn't just a job, okay? It's a calling. It's a chance to, like, capture those precious moments that make life worth living. So go out there and rock it. You got this.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.